Now, if you've gotten a test for COVID-19, it was probably a swab that was put up your nose. Results may have taken from a couple days to a couple weeks. While the current tests are a good tool, there are concerns about supply shortages and the cost of the tests, and that delays in getting results can hamper efforts to stop community spread of the virus. Researchers, including some here in Wisconsin, are working on a new type of test that would address those concerns using saliva samples instead of the nasal swab. Dave O'Connor is one of those researchers. He's a UW Medical Foundation professor of pathology and laboratory medicine at UW-Madison. His research lab, along with others at the AIDS Vaccine Research Laboratory, studies how viruses cause disease and change over time. Dave, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about this new COVID test. How would it work?
Well, first, you need to understand the three different types of tests. There's diagnostic tests, which mean that you're symptomatic, and so you go get a PCR test. There are screening tests, which is what you would get if someone in your house or someone in your workplace was sick, and then everyone in the workplace goes and gets tested. And then there's a third type of test called surveillance test, which is what you would use when you test the same population of people over time to make sure that people who are non-symptomatic stay uninfected. And so the test that we're working on falls into that surveillance test category. So it's designed to be cheap, fast, and easy to use if you need to be tested over and over and over again.
And the thing there is, if we want to say, okay, we want to be able to, you know, make sure our teachers aren't getting sick, say, or whatever the group setting is, we want something that can turn around fast. It's easy to do. People may not want to swab up their nose multiple times a week, right? That's the problem we're trying to solve there.
Right, exactly. So after about 24 hours of waiting for a test result, their test result's going to rapidly diminish in value because people are only going to be contagious for a short window of time, typically beginning about 2 days before they feel symptoms, if they feel symptoms, and continuing for about a day or two after they feel symptoms. And so unless you're very, very lucky, most of the people who are going to get be found to be positive by conventional tests are not actually the people who you want to get to isolate in order to stop transmission. So a test that identifies those people as quickly as possible is really needed.
So where are you in the testing process for this saliva-based test right now?
So we've been testing this in and around the Madison area for the last month or so. We've now tested just about 1,000 volunteers, and it's very straightforward. We have a minivan that contains all of the testing equipment and supplies. So this is a sort of test that can be deployed anywhere. We set up a mobile lab at a particular site. We consent people to participate in our study, have them sign a few forms. Then they self-collect a small amount of saliva just by spitting into a tube. We then heat the tube to inactivate the virus that might be present if they were infected. And then we just add a little bit of the saliva to a chemical mixture. And that chemical mixture changes colors after about a half an hour if there's coronavirus genetic material in the sample. And so we can look to see, did the sample stay pink, which is typically where it starts, or does it turn yellow? And if it turns yellow, then that's an indication that someone might be infected. And because our test is non-diagnostic, what that does is triggers a phone call from a physician to say, you should isolate and go get a diagnostic test as quickly as possible.
Now, it sounds like this is a test, if it really works and it we develop it, it doesn't necessarily need to go through a lab, because is this something that could be like at a work site, and that could be the first test or first part, the early warning system, I guess?
Right. So that's exactly what we're aiming to do with this, is as part of a surveillance network, you could have a fleet of these sorts of testing setups that get deployed to various places. So our initial tests have been at two UW-Madison workplaces, Eagle School in Fitchburg, which is near Madison, and then working with the athletic department at UW-Madison to do early testing of people who are participating in student athletics or coaching staff. And the idea is that you can then expand this to have, instead of central labs that can process thousands or tens of thousands of samples, you have small lab units that each can process about 200 samples a day.
from what you said about the process, it sounds like if we have some false positives, that's not so bad because the people are going to get hopefully rechecked with a more accurate and time-intensive test. What about false negatives? Is there a risk that if we don't get this right, people could go in with a false sense of security?
Sure, I think that's a risk, but it needs to be measured against the risk of not testing enough people or not having rapid turnaround testing at all. So right now, the CDC estimates that between 80 and 95% of people who are infected never get tested at all. And because of the delays in turnaround time, most people who do get tested and are positive don't find out that they're positive until after they've passed their window of contagiousness. So right now, we're doing a really poor job of finding anyone who's contagious. And so a test like this that might get us 80% of the way there would be quite a bit better than what we have right now.
What would the timeline be from where you are now to where this could be in pretty common use around the state?
Well, so there's a couple of roadblocks. One is that we need to figure out how you basically set up each of these individual sites and get people trained to operate them successfully. And that's one thing that we're working on right now. And we're really working very hard to bring this to as many different places as possible, as quickly as possible. The supply chain issues are real. You mentioned them in the intro. Our supply chain is largely independent from the PCR supply chain, but there still is a global shortage of plasticware, gloves, and other very basic supplies that any kind of testing is going to need. And then a few months down the road, what we're hoping is that in partnership with a local company, Salus Discovery, we hope to have a more professional and robust embodiment with an actual fleet of vans and mobile testing units that can be deployed nationwide. And with the support of an NIH-funded program grant, we've been working very hard to try to make that a reality.
Dave, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Dave O'Connor is a UW Medical Foundation professor of pathology and laboratory medicine at UW-Madison. He was with us today to share details of a new type of COVID-19 test he's working on. It's being researched here in Wisconsin, aiming to provide a lot more and a lot faster screening for COVID-19.